It's Morning Edition on 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Claire Heddles. A West Knoxville man is still readjusting to life outside a hospital room, more than 2 months after COVID-19 nearly killed him. Patrick Dalton is just 24, not among the highest risk group for COVID complications. But the novel coronavirus didn't get that memo. Dalton spoke with WUOT's Brandon Hollingsworth.
To this day, Patrick Dalton doesn't know exactly how he got the novel coronavirus. He had been paying attention to the news. He and his family limited their travel. But sometime in late March, the virus found a way in, and it infected the whole family. By far, it hit Patrick the hardest.
By the time March 30th rolled around, I was trying to go to bed that night. It was late that night. And I couldn't breathe without coughing violently. I mean, it got to the point where I was coughing so hard it made my nose bleed. I've never had a cough like that before.
And then it got worse. Dalton went to a Knoxville hospital where an X-ray revealed he had pneumonia in both lungs. He was put under a medically induced coma. 2 weeks later, still in the coma, he was moved to St. Thomas West Hospital in Nashville.
I don't remember anything until early May. So the whole month of April is gone.
During his long stay in Nashville, Dalton's own immune system became a threat to his survival. Normally, the human body fights microbial intruders in a proportional way, but for reasons not well understood, in a small number of COVID cases, the immune system launches into a furious, relentless attack called a cytokine storm. That internal storm can savage normal body tissues along with the unwanted virus, degrading vital organs.
My lungs had already healed from the pneumonia at this point, but they took a lot of damage from that cytokine storm, so I'd heal from the pneumonia and that.
Dalton had to be connected to a machine that essentially acted as his heart and lungs. The virus and the associated cytokine storm also apparently hit his muscular system, destroying valuable tissue. The former Christian Academy of Knoxville football standout weakened dramatically. Levels of a telltale chemical that signals muscle damage, creatine phosphokinase, or CPK, rose dramatically in Dalton's body. Normal CPK levels in a healthy person range from 10 to 120 micrograms per liter.
Mine was at 8,900. So pretty much all the muscle I had in my body was gone when I woke up.
It was only after Dalton came out of the coma in early May that he learned what he'd been through. What he was hearing didn't match up with his own perceptions, and it took a while for his ordeal to sink in.
That was pretty scary. I woke up, and for the most part, I was still really sedated, and I couldn't feel all the aches and pains. But once they weaned me off, it was almost like I could feel everything that had been done to my body while I was asleep.
Patrick was discharged from St. Thomas West May 14th and was sent to a Knoxville Rehabilitation Center to begin rebuilding the muscle he lost. He got to come home on May 27th. Dalton still goes to physical therapy to force his muscles to regain the motions he once took for granted, such as walking. He's going through this alien, intensive recovery as many others in Knox County are ready to shed the restrictions of safer-at-home orders and go back to social behavior as it was known before the pandemic. When I asked Dalton what he thought of that, he paused for a moment before responding.
I don't really know where I am on that, because I would like to see things go back to normal. That would be just great, but at the same time, like, if you're going to be around big groups of people, I would recommend wearing a mask.
Patrick Dalton is getting around okay now, though he says he's still very tired and feels like he hasn't caught up on sleep, an irony he acknowledges after having spent 5 weeks in a coma. But he's reunited with his family and with his dogs, who he says were overjoyed to have him home again. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth, WUOT News.